Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. We got to bust right into a poem.
Quick.
This is a classic. Larry McQuarters, The Red Cow.
I almost put my rope on her once, but then I thought it through. I had my day in the sun long ago, so I left her for someone like you. Sounds to me like she run you off, I said to the silver-haired man. Why, they ain't a cow brood anywhere that's too much for a hand worth of sand. We's talking about the old red cow, legend around these parts. And it's been said she'd put fear and dread in the punchiest cowboys' hearts. An old barren cow who'd escaped all the drives because she was big, mean, and clever. The manager said she's 12 years old. The old men said she'd been there forever. Now, legends don't scare a boy 19 who thinks he's the pride of the nation, and I'm thinking now if I pen this old cow, I'll sure have a good reputation. Where do I find this renegade beast, this scarlet scourge of the prairie? Well, I'll lead the hussy through the bunkhouse door. You'll think she's raised on a dairy. I'll bring her in and she'll bear a grin, 'cause she'll know that she's had her licking. 'Cause I'm a hand from the faraway land where the hoot owls romance the chickens. A gleam appeared in the old man's eye, and he's grinning a little too much. Why, I'll tell you where the red cow lives, and while you're gone, I'll carve you a crutch. Oh, and give me your address before you leave. You'll want me to write you folks. Well, I left him there to amuse himself. I didn't care for his little jokes. The Sabbath sun found me riding old Gus, sneaking through the brush like a ghost. Till we come to the mouth of the canyon where the outlaw had been seen the most. We come upon an old dirt tank about halfway up that draw, and standing there for her morning drink was the biggest cow I ever saw. Her horns weren't tipped and she bore no brand. Her ears was long and slick, and I thought of a big old rhinoceros I'd seen in a Tarzan flick. Well, I knew if I showed myself to her now, back up the canyon she'd go, so I eased up high so's I could drive her down and I'd catch her in the big flat below. I cinched up a notch and shook out a loop and pulled my horn knot tight. Then I eased old Gus to the edge of the brush, showed myself ready to fight. She jerked up her head when we come in the clear, and a startled look filled her eyes. I had to grin, for my little ruse caught the wily red cow by surprise. She's scared and confused with no place to hide. I've wrecked her psyche, I think. But she stood there, sized up her latest of pests, and calmly went back to her drink. Well, we sat there and stared at each other a while till the red cow had drunk her fill. Then she stretched her back and ever so slowly started walking towards me up the hill. Well, her stride betrayed no fear at all. It is like she'd been through this before. Right then, I started to doubt my own smarts, and I pondered the red cow's lore. Well, her slow, steady walk turned into a trot. Her mouth began to foam. And the closer she got, the more that I wished that me and old Gus had stayed home. The walls of that canyon somehow looked steeper, and it looked a lot narrower, too. My perception had changed on a whole lot of things. In my brashness, I started to rue. Well, I'd made my brag back at the ranch about the worth of a man who had bought. Now I found myself falling victim to my own yapping tongue's foolish talk. My moment of truth was on me now, and my smarts was fighting my pride. And the cow was locked in on me and old Gus, then my outlook was rectified. The boss hadn't sent me out here on this wildcat venture or such. If she didn't bother him, then why should she me? Hell, one old red cow don't eat much. 50 feet between me and the cow, and another thought entered my mind. There was many like me, but this cow that I faced was one of the last of her kind. Who was I to alter her fate? Her freedom she'd fought long to keep. Far be it from me to ruin her life. I could pin her, but then could I sleep? Well, I cringed at the thought of a grinning old man and the scorn I'd see in his eye. But I knew I was right, so I tipped my hat as the famous red cow trotted by. The old man was waiting when I rode in. The bunkhouse door opened wide. Well, I got things ready for you and your cow. A stool and a pail stood inside. Well, he rode me hard and he put me up wet till he seen that my pride is full peeled. But the scorn I expected he never showed. He said, "Son, I know just how you feel. You ain't the first man to change his mind after doubting the red cow's lore. Few boys your age have dealt with her kind, but on her coo stick, you're just one more. There comes a time in every man's life when he's forced to face his limitations. Now you feel like a fraud, but your judgment was sound. So, son, you ain't no imitation. You talked a lot, but you took your shot, which is more than many have done. She force-fed you crow, but that taste we all know, so welcome to the humble ranks, son." Well, the years have gone by, and I reckon she's died. I know I never saw her again. But with all my heart, I hope that old girl never saw the inside of a pen. No, she's gone, her legend lives on, and I'm proud to be part of her lore. For times has changed, and the brood of her kind is rarely seen anymore. Well, the young sprouts now asked me about the cow, and tight-throated I think of that day. I recall my old friend and what he told me back then, and I grin at these pups and I say, "I almost put my rope on her once, but then I thought it through."
That is an absolute classic.
It is.
It is. It's a modern classic.
A modern classic.
Yeah, that's right. The late Larry McCord.
Yeah,
man. That boy was a writer.
He was a writer, a wordsmith extraordinaire. Yeah.
Well, you know, and he was the real deal. Real deal.
He knew what he was talking about.
He was a cowboy, and he cowboyed for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff he writes is just...
spot on.
It is, and it speaks to us as cowboys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely right. Well, anything goes.
Almost. Anything goes. Coke or Pepsi.
Just, oh, dear.
diet or leaded.
Well, you know me.
Yeah, I do.
If they quit making diet Pepsi, I'd quit drinking pop. I mean,
they're not going to do that anytime
soon. No, I don't think they are. But, you know, maybe they ought to sponsor us.
Hey, yeah. I think you're on to something.
I think they should be, yeah. Anyway,
yeah, yeah.
You know, anything goes. And we're going to talk about this here in the closing.
Oh, okay.
But we got a cruise coming up.
Oh, next, that's right.
Next winter. And the early bird special is still going on
still
right
on.
Now.
Yeah.
That's right. We're going down around the Horn, Argentina, up to Chile on our cow cruise next February.
It's going to be a blast.
Yeah. So we'll talk just a little bit more about that in the closing. Yeah. That sound all right?
That sounds good to me.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. Well, let's end the show.
Oh, okay.
Don Edwards is riding along with us. Green grows the laurel.
I once had a sweetheart, but now I have none. Since she's gone and left me, I care not for one. Since she's gone and left me, contented I'll be, for she loves another one better than me. Green grow the laurel, all sparkling with dew. I'm lonely, my darling, since parting with you. But by the next meeting I hope to prove true and change the green laurel to the red, white, and blue. I passed my love's window both early and late. The look that she gave me would make your heart ache. Oh, the look that she gave me was painful to see, for she loves another one better than me. I wrote my love letters in red rosy lines. She wrote me an answer all twisted in twine, saying, keep your love letters and I will keep mine. Just you write to your love and I'll write to mine. Green grow the laurel, all sparkling with dew. I'm lonely, my darling, since parting with you. By the next meeting, I hope to prove true and change the green laurel to the red, white, and blue.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Man, I love that song.
I do, too.
Anything he sings.
Yeah, my favorite songs. My favorite two songs is that one that he just sang and his next one.
Oh,
yeah. Those are my favorite songs.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like my favorite kind of pie.
Food.
The one I'm eating right now and the one I'm about to have.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, two kinds.
Yeah, two kinds.
My favorite kind of pie is two kinds of pie.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit more on the cow cruise.
Yeah.
All right. So that's coming up next February.
Right.
It's a dandy, and it is going to be so much fun. We're going down around the Horn. We're going to see penguins.
Yeah, we better.
Yep. And we are officially going to be shellbacks.
That's right. We're going to cross the equator.
Yeah, we're still polywogs right now. We've been down to the equator, but we've never crossed the equator.
Yeah, we've been close.
Right. And we're about to be shellbacks.
Well, I'm
That's
looking
right.
forward to it.
Which is an old Navy/Marine term.
Right.
Pollywogs, always on the north side. Shellbacks crossed over into the southern hemisphere.
That's right. And there was quite an ordeal when you did cross the equator.
Oh, there was
some of the stories.
There was
heard.
A little hazing, I understand. But,
Can you call it hazing or a ceremony?
Yeah, anymore. You can't call it hazing.
It's a ceremony.
Yeah, it's a ceremony.
Right.
Absolutely. Might involve blood. But anyway, it's still just a ceremony.
Right.
Oh, man, yep. Yeah. So we hit just a little on cost of making a living. And, you know, life changes.
It does. It does.
Life ebbs and flows.
It truly
Things
does.
come and go. Big Brother Jim and I just finally had some new promo pictures taken after 21 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. and multiple people saying, hey, you don't look like you do on your website.
No, we don't.
No, because 21 years have passed.
Yeah. And West Range Road.
Yeah. Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah.
It's ugly as two-track dirt road. Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, folks want to stay tuned for next week.
Oh, darn tuned. That's right. Yeah.
Here, taste this. Yeah. Ooh, give that a taste. Yeah. So stay tuned.
I will.
Folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Oh, yeah, that goes on every week.
Every week.